Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing presented by BP.
And I'm Anna Palmer. By the end of today, the House Judiciary Committee will have reported out two impeachment articles aimed at removing President Donald J. Trump from office. This is the front end of a momentous few weeks during which the Senate will try the President of the United States on obstructing Congress and abusing his power. But by mid-January, this will be over, and Trump will not be removed from office, absent the revelation of some new information. Democrats say they are impeaching the president to safeguard the 2020 election. The draft articles call Trump an ongoing, quote, threat to national security and the Constitution. Yet, if the Senate acquits, where does that leave the integrity of the ballot box?
Lawmakers in the Capitol have settled into a familiar and tested routine, Republicans defending President Trump and Democrats ripping him to shreds. The president seems to have no strategy. The White House complains about the process, calling it flawed and crooked, and the president's aides, advisors, and surrogates keep saying the Senate process will be fairer as they look forward to hearing from Hunter and Joe Biden. They won't be testifying in this trial, senators have said, so the White House is constantly creating a construct in which the GOP Senate will have let down the base. Democrats don't seem to have a plan either for what happens if the Senate acquits Trump. How will Democratic voters process that result, and how will they respond if Trump claims the Senate vote has vindicated him? What will they do if he keeps engaging in what they've deemed to be impeachable acts?
Dems aren't whipping, but our colleagues Sarah Ferris and John Bresnahan report that the House Democratic leadership is saying privately they only see a handful of defections on impeachment. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise emailed Republican offices last night, letting everyone know he recommends a no vote. While John Bresnahan and Kyle Chaney had the latest on the impeachment process, predicting that the real fireworks will take place today, when the committee actually takes up the articles of impeachment. The two also report that Republican Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas publicly identified the person purported to be the whistleblower.
The Washington Post got a hold of a new legal memo that shows the White House Budget Office defending withholding aid to Ukraine. The memo describes it as a temporary move to study whether the spending complied with U.S. policy and was not a political effort. Andrew DiSiderio and Heather Cagle report Democrats are already jostling for the prized impeachment manager gig as the speaker has divulged little about her plans to her allies. Andrew and Kyle Chaney are also reporting that Vice President Mike Pence's counsel has rejected House Democrats' request to declassify the details of a call between Pence and Ukraine's president.
And for all you Nationals fans, Anthony Rendon is set to leave the Nats, agreeing to a 7-year, $245 million deal with the Angels. On the market front, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates steady. And the AP has the latest in New Jersey, reporting that fears are mounting that the shooting was an anti-Semitic attack. While on the 2020 front, Politico is reporting that the left is nuking Pete Buttigieg over his McKinsey work, while Democrats in Nevada are demoralized by the all-white Democratic top tier.
Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president will deliver remarks at the White House summit on child care and paid leave at 11:15. He and First Lady Melania Trump will attend the Congressional Ball at 7 p.m. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.